USDA Undersecretary Jim Miller told reporters that contracts covering 4.5 million of the approximately 31 million acres currently enrolled in various conservation reserve programs are due to expire at the end of September.
We're expecting to accept enough acres in this general sign-up, as well as the other CRP initiatives such as continuous sign-up, to bring CRP enrollment close to the 32 million acre statutory cap.
Over 1.5 million acres exiting the CRP are located in the Plains states. The Farm Service Agency intends to give a little more weight to pollinator habitat and the most highly erodible land in this sign-up, and Deputy Administrator Brandon Willis suggested the agency understands it will have to increase per acre rental payments to entice producers to offer land for enrollment.
Previously, the average was about $50 nationwide. There obviously has been some inflation in that, and we hope the rental rates reflect that inflation as well as anything else that's occurred on the county level. So those will be out very soon. We're just working with the states and finalizing them as we speak.
FSA officials reminded farmers they will be able to harvest crops on land accepted into the CRP before they are obligated to convert the acreage to grasses and or trees. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.